This is Voices of Diversity. My name is Robert Borelli. I'm here with Dr. Francisco Avila of Elkhart, who emigrated from Venezuela. But first, Dr. Avila, if you'd give me an idea of what you do here since you've come from Venezuela back in 2000, did you say?
Yes. Well, right now I'm working for a biotechnology company here in Elkhart. It's an agricultural biotechnology. And the reason that I'm working in this company, I know the people who own the company since I was doing my dissertation, because I was here in the United States before working in my PhD. And when I was doing my research, some of the portion of the research was using for the company to make a diagnostic test for plant pathogen. That's the main goal of the company, diagnosis of plant pathogen. And it is, I always wanted to work in the company. I came here in the year 2000 after being working in Venezuela with my degree there. I was a director of a research institute because I got my PhD here by getting a scholarship, an international scholarship. After I finished my degree, I supposed to go to a Latin American country to work. Okay, of course I choose to go back home. And I was working there. I was really good and happy with my work. And but scene change after the change of the political situation in Venezuela. And is I was removed from my position because of I think everybody know about the president that we have in Venezuela, that is Hugo Chavez. There are two big opinions about our president in there. And one of the opinions are in favor of Chavez, and the other opinion are against Chavez. But the reality, people don't know exactly what's going on in Venezuela. The reality is things are really bad in there. And is professionally, people are not treating fair. There is a lot of professionals from different places in the world, mainly Cuban people, that are taking over most of the position that Venezuelans have. Medical doctors, I don't know about scientists, but my position was sort of political position because I was a director in an institution. And it was difficult for me to find a job. They offered me another position later, but making half of the money that I used to make when I was in my position.
So that obviously drove you to look, and you ended up here.
Yes. Okay. I was looking for job in different places, and the University of Tennessee State University hired me as a scientist. I came in the year 2000 in April, and I couldn't find a job in Venezuela or in other place. And I was good for me to come to the United States, to come back to the United States, and working. In what I wanted to work is mainly molecular biology related to plant diseases, plant pathogen. And then working in the University of Tennessee is when I went to a scientific meeting, and the company, Actia, the company that I work here, was presenting something in there. And I had the opportunity to talk to the people and to talk to the owner, and I get an interview a few months later, and then I moved to Indiana.
And you've been here since when?
Since December 2002.
When you moved here, Dr. Avila, did you find, what did you find when you came to Elkhart County as far as how you were treated, because you are obviously not from this area?
Well, I have good experience about people in here, about, and I have really bad one. And the one that are really bad is because I, 2 years ago, I think 2 years ago, when were the election for the local election, and it was some of the candidate that I was talking about how bad the illegal immigrants are. While we put in the money and in. Sorry, that might be.
That's okay. It's a cell phone. I think we all have them, unfortunately.
Well, it was a common behave on some people to treat anyone who was no Caucasian in really bad way, like we were taking things from other people. It was uncomfortable to go to the supermarket sometimes, specifically to places like, I don't want to mention any
That's
place.
Okay.
But it was really uncomfortable. I have one of the difficult experiences was this Cinco de Mayo. Even that is no, we don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Venezuela because it's part of the Mexican French, whatever happened in that is history of Mexico. And it was one of the big markets here was the grocery store was celebrated the Cinco de Mayo. And I remember was a lady was complaining to the manager why we are celebrating here the Cinco de Mayo. This is United States of America. We cannot do that. And I couldn't control myself. He said, listen, lady, this is a country that belongs to many cultures. You don't have the right to tell here that this is United States of America. If you say that, if you don't know what are you talking about. Here, there is opening, there is a room for anyone here. And you really, room for people like you is, we don't have that. But I couldn't control myself. It's really strange that I act in that way. But it's good. I think it's good to tell people and to educate people what we have in our hands. We have a country that is rich of culture, rich of nationality, colors, everything you find here. And well, this is one of the things that I don't like that I found here. In the other hand, I have the opportunity to meet excellent people, like, for example, Joe. Excellent friends here, and I got my. I'm an artist too, and my second work as an artist, I got that here in Elka. It was something that I always going to remember, and it was. And my artwork is well accepted here in Elka.
What type of art?
Well, I've been more popular for painting, like, I think it's my background in botany that made me paint a detail of flowers, like George O'Keeffe. But the colors of my painting are more bold color, it's more Latin American color. And it's, the flower are more vibrant. And the, like George O'Keeffe, I don't know if you're familiar with George O'Keeffe's work, that symbolizes the reproductive organs of the flower, and they really are has some sexuality in the painting, in the is similar but in really bold Latin colors. That's my work.
Dr. Avila, define your success and let us know what role education has played in that success.
Well, of course, is having a PhD is an A plus for getting to the position that I have right now. I started in the company as a scientist, and it was more like a technician job. And in 4 years, I'm managing a department. And in this department, I manage several projects, and also I've been in and interact with other people in different places. University of California in Riverside, University of California, Berkeley, and the USDA in Washington or in Bessville, Maryland. And we have a project together, projects that are really important not only for the company, projects that are important for internationally, for try to protect our plants, see how we can detect organisms and control epidemic of plant diseases. And is I think if I don't have a degree, maybe I can be working as an artist. And I start painting because it was a hobby. Now it became for me another career. But it may be more difficult. It may seem more difficult. I think it's important, the preparation. It's important to get a degree. I know that it's difficult and it's expensive and it takes an investment. You see, getting a high degree education is really not easy. It's really not easy. Sometimes you say, what is the reason I get to this point? What is the reason I come into the school to kill myself? Getting a PhD, but later on you know that is this the door of success, and you succeed if you work hard. You have to work hard if you want to succeed, but having a degree is the main door.
And you think that has helped you as an immigrant coming into this area?
Yes. Also, I working for a company that in science, I think scientists with PhD are high percent of foreigners, and it's common to find that, and is any company that hires scientists, they have to consider that possibility. And the company is the one that take care of the immigration paper, and that is another problem. So there is so many illegal immigrants because it's of one is very expensive, and no one wanna do the support. It costs, I don't know, but about $15,000 to get all the papers straight.
You think that's an impediment to those who want to come here legally?
No, really no. They people are gonna continue coming illegally because it's I call that the optimal ecological of human being group of the human population like any other population, like any other population, get or immigrate to places where the conditions are better, socially better, and physiologically better, economically maybe better, but of course economically better because they have better food and they can get something in the table every day, and they have job, and they have different environment. They can have easier transportation, and they can raise the family and raise the kids in another, in different environment. This is, let's put it this example. Human population is like any other group of animal. They go where the conditions are better. Let's put it this way, Latin America and United States. In this case, let's put it Mexico, that is the closest one. It's never going to stop this. It's exactly could happen if the other way were. Is Mexico, where the developing country with all the resources, where people can live better condition, the immigration to go in the other side, is just the condition of the time that's gonna happen. No matter that they is gonna have a fence, no matter if there is more control in the border, that's always going to happen.
So even with your bad experiences that you've had after you've come to Elkhart County, you see it as a good place, and others do as well?
Yes. I think there is something that is important. When you decide to immigrate, you have to get used to the new culture. You have to be open and adapt yourself to the new place. And adaptation means also insensitive to, well, let me put it, insensitive to those kind of situations that happen in the market. Because there is no reason to get angry for that. It is, okay, I think it was easy for me to turn around and leave. But sometimes it's good to teach people what they're supposed to know. And I recommend first to all my fellows immigrants, first, we need to learn the language. We need to learn how to communicate in the language that is the main language. And it doesn't mean that people have to forget their roots, forget their culture, and we have to respect other people, specifically the place that bring us those needs that we lack in our places, in our own country. I think that's part is important. I don't know if I can say in detail what are those, but I think everybody knows is.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Francisco Avila of Elkhart, we appreciate your help. This is Voices of Diversity.